Kansas side, 35 southbound, still heavy. Earlier problem in Lenexa has cleared as we check that out on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. But 35 southbound remains very slow. Approaching 635, you hit delays and it just crawls down past 75th Street. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan traffic.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be.
Having a great time.
You want to be.
Loving the fun.
You want to see all of the excitement. This is the place and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Damn right. This is where you want to be for Royals, Chiefs, and everything here. Baseball with the Royals, followed up by Tech 9 and Chiefs Kingdom. I don't know how you'd like to spend your day, but you can spend it with us because we're going to get you the day as fast as humanly possible. And then you'll get Cody and Gold. Then you'll get that guy named Carrington. He'll get you through 6 o'clock.
What's he going to say about Kelsey?
I don't know,
Rob. I think Kelsey's washed. Yeah, those 70 yards, Carrington. He's got to do at least 75.
I'll tell you, might be washed. Aaron Judge.
Oh, you think? Great regular season player. Terrible postseason play.
As we can dive into everything we want to talk about Royals here in general for the first two games of the ALDS, who is your guys' MVP? Bob, take the stage.
Yeah, it's no question. Don't interrupt me, Dusty. Just so you can only interrupt Mac. For me, no question. It's Garrett Hampson, like he says. Like Garrett who? Garrett Hampson is my MVP through two games. The guy's 3 for 3, 3 singles, 3 RBIs. Like, hey, give it up for Garrett Hampson. Throw one back for GH, man. Let's go. The Hamp Man.
You know, it's weird. It's like somebody on this show said that this series would have an unsung hero. I don't know. Me? You?
Garrett
me,
Hampson.
Me? You? Unsung hero? Garrett Hampson? Weird.
Him? Weird. You could go Tommy Pham.
There's a few.
You could go Yuli Gurriel, doing it without trash cans, Gurriel, which is great.
40 years old.
How about that guy?
Good for him.
Right? What were you doing at 40, Bob? Eating pizza. Yuli Gurriel is out here scoring runs. And then Michael Garcia as well.
That's my series MVP.
I mean, my goodness, let's go.
I mean, if Bobby Witt and the rest of the guys at the starting lineup could actually do something. I mean, Garcia's getting on base 5 for 9 at bat right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's doing
what he needs to do.
Did we not call for him to be the leadoff guy like earlier in the year? Like,
I know
like,
you did.
Give me Garcia at the leadoff spot, man. I love him at the top of the lineup. And, you know, Alex was telling me the story last night about him in Venezuela, like living for these big moments and playing these big style games. Like, it just fits him, mm-hmm. right? And he's playing so many big games in winter ball, and he's playing in big games now, and the moment isn't too big. Like, everybody wants to use stats with me with Garcia. Well, his stats aren't that. I don't care. I just know when I watch him play, I feel like he's going to do something, and when he gets on, he's instant offense.
Mm. My Royals MVP is not a Royals player.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's Aaron Judge.
There you go.
Yes.
He has created a black hole in the middle of that lineup.
Huge.
And it's like, again, what was it? Game one? He came up 2-on. Nothing happened. Came
nothing.
Up last night.
Same
two
situation.
On, nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Strike three, a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
That's how it worked. My other one is my other MVP that might be the series MVP overall after it's all said and done is this guy.
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know. We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
If there's one thing you can do to a team that is playing with house money, is to just wake up a sleeping giant.
Yeah, what are you doing?
That sleeping giant might just be Bobby Witt and Vinny Pasquantino when they get back here in Kansas City on Wednesday night at 6:08. I can't wait to be there in the sea of blue as the cruise ship comes back to Kansas City. It docks on the bay here in the Royals' kingdom, which is now flooded with red and blue waters because the Chiefs are 5-0. The Royals are tied with the Yankees. They steal one in New York. They've got two in Kansas City where they're better at home than they are away. They've done exactly what you wanted them to do. Jazz Chisholm, thank you. Thank you very much. Because as the text line alluded to, you, sir, if you want to talk about luck and you want to use the actual definition of luck, the Royals not win that game through luck last night. No, no, no.
No, that was a well-played baseball
game.
The
Yankees won their first game with luck when you were called safe at second and not out, and your run ended up being the game-winning run. I can sit in my own Royals tears and cry about all I want, but I don't have to because the Royals tied that series last night in New York. They were the better team. Cole Reagans wasn't his best. He had a lot of pitches in the first two innings, but then ended up getting out of every single jam that he had put himself into, and then the bullpen did its thing. The lower part of the order did its thing. Michael Garcia, Max, it's series MVP, goes 4-for-5. Look, there's no luck involved in that game last night.
No.
But if you want to add that sort of thing and you want to keep that audio, because we'll play that audio all day today. We'll play that audio all day tomorrow, and you will be in the Cano Hall of Fame where you get booed. Welcome to it. Yankees fans, stay away. Royals fans, boo that son of a buck every time he comes up to bat. And when he comes up to bat, play that song by Def Punk, Up All Night to Get Lucky.
Yeah, ooh, right. Yes. Yeah, that would be good.
That's what I want to hear from the PA. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. Your comments are yucky. The Royals ain't yucky. You got to backtrack, bud.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what the luck is that he was talking about last night. Because if you just kind of go through the game last night, that was just a well-played baseball game by the Royals, right? And maybe you're saying lucky because Bobby was 0-for and made an error in the field and they still won the game. And if you tell anybody that before the game, they probably think the Royals lose that game. If that's the luck you want to talk about, but Salvador Perez hit a home run. That's not luck. Mm-hmm. That was a 2-0 pitch. He's gone. Timely hitting, good base running. For the most part, decent defense last night. And then, you know, the bullpen right now is becoming a strength of this organization. It's no longer the weakness. It's no longer the redheaded stepchild running around out there. Like, it is a strength right now of this organization. And I think we've got to embrace it as much and understand that when you go to the bullpen now, you're not ending the game. You're going to the bullpen and you're finishing this thing off, because really since the middle of September, what have they given up? 2 runs, 3 runs or something like that? It's been remarkable with what this bullpen has done. So that's not luck. That's kind of figuring things out. I don't even call Jazz Chisholm's play at second base on Saturday night luck. I call that Major League Baseball go, we need the Yankees to win, so we're going to do whatever we can to make the Yankees win. That's why you can't let it in the hands of the umpires over these next two games. Because if you allow the umpires to get involved, and when I say umpires, I mean New York for the review. You let New York get involved with reviews, they're going to side with the Yankees. So you got to go out there and just win the game like the Royals did last night. Wasn't anything flashy. Wasn't anything wow. It was just a great baseball win last night. That wasn't luck last night. That was just a hard-fought baseball victory.